It's the Norm farewell tour. Still can't believe he's retiring. But we're going to have plenty of segments this week on every show remembering the great times of Norm. And a lot of these times are at his expense. This one, not so much at his expense, but they are to everyone else around him and maybe the listener as well.
I mean, kind of his expense because he gets jumped on.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, the first clip will definitely be Norm got in trouble a little bit. So we all know that Norm has an old stylophone. He doesn't have a smartphone, not an iPhone or Android. He has the old flip phone that was popular in the late 90s, maybe early 2000s, before every single person has a smartphone. He's the last person standing that still flips his phone to open it and pushes the button.
Which would be fun for like one time.
Yeah.
For nostalgia's sake. And then, all right, how do I get on Twitter from here?
But he's dug in. And this was probably 2016 or 2017. And we start with White Elephant Day of that year. Norm was hosting with George in the afternoon. I happened to be off that day. I took that week off, so I got to enjoy White Elephant Day just listening.
Like a civvy.
Yes, yeah. just as a P1, just enjoying it. And it was early in the show. It might have been Why Today Doesn't Suck or something. And Norm's phone goes off. It's loud. Well, I'll get to it in a minute. But yeah, it goes off. It's loud. Dan notices it. They jump on him. And he silences his phone. It goes off again. A few minutes later, same thing. And Norm says that he finally silenced it, or he turned it off, or he didn't know how to. And at that time, I'm just sitting at home, and I'm laughing my ass off. I think it's hilarious that Dan is getting this upset with Norm. And I think he's genuinely pissed off about it.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and I'm saying, okay, I've got Norm's phone number. I'm not there at the station. I want to have a little fun. So this is probably in the 5 o'clock hour with George, Norm, and Dan. And they're talking to Stars head coach Ken Hitchcock. Now, Norm's phone, if you call it, he doesn't have numbers saved. So if you were to call Norm, it wouldn't say Justin Montemayor. It would just say your phone number. And unless he has the number memorized, he has no idea who's calling. So he still has his phone on. They're talking to Ken Hitchcock. I call, and we get this infamous drop.
Haven't seen you in some time. I mean, yeah. I've seen you, but, you know, me and you interact. Speaking along those lines, I always feel like the body... Norm, shut your phone off! Norm's phone has been ringing all day, and what do you do after like the seventh time, Coach? What would you do, like if Sagan's phone is going off in a meeting? Okay,
well, the toilet needs a good workout.
So,
I think Dan was really upset about that.
Yeah,
and that I only called the one time. The rest were probably other coworkers calling. Ham might have been involved. I don't know, but it was at least four or five times that day, and I think it went on a couple more times after that.
And more it happened, the more reaction it got from the rest of the crew, the more you wanted to do it.
Yeah, and after that time when Dan yelled, I was like, okay, I think that's
Norm. Shut your phone off.
I think that's the pinnacle of the bit. I think that's good. I think I might have taken it too far.
I've luckily never been at the receiving end of a Dan yell, but they are great to hear.
Oh, yeah. Especially if there's an F-bomb involved.
Stop playing that f***ing drop.
Or he did to Ty. He said, leave your GD mic on. Unhinged Dan's great.
Oh, my gosh.
Shut up!
It's like a bat flip. It's like he hits a no-doubter home run, and he just watches it sail. Like,
well, and
his expression is, yeah, I did that.
He's like a Bugatti. He just goes from zero to that in like 2.8 seconds.
And,
like, whoa!
And it works.
It hits.
But it works.
Yeah.
The point is landed.
And luckily, yeah, Norm never had his phone on again after that.
Well, that was White Elephant Day. I felt bad in the moment. Maybe I shouldn't have done it. But a few days later, as dry dock is hitting the ticket.
So you didn't feel that bad in the moment.
Norm is still hosting 10 to noon, and he's having Mike Ducey fill in as his co-host. Great chemistry together. I'm producing that day for some reason. I guess Killer was out sick or something, and they called me in last minute to produce, answer some calls for Normathon, which was coming up.
Don't sell yourself and short. You're not the Killer fill-in.
Killer was the fill-in. I was the fill-in for Killer, so I was like third string that day.
Okay.
And I was talking to TC that morning about the e-break with Dan.
Yeah.
And we're like, let's try it again. Let's do it once more. Maybe one more time would be funny. And this was the opening segment. Norm's setting up auction items for Normathon with Ducey.
The charity, right? The Normathon, the charity?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
And you can hear his phone ring.
And literally, you can take a long weekend here. You're not
right.
asking to take your week's vacation or anything. You can take a long weekend as my phone rings, right, which I'll have to pick up later. Right, here we are. Okay.
That's not me.
Conspicuous ringtone you got there, Norm.
And it's good.
Like the dead with that thing.
It's good any time. Listen to this. It's good any time from March of 2018 through June of 2019.
So he powers on like a professional.
Somehow his ringtone does make it funnier.
Yeah, it's very generic.
And it's,
yeah.
And if you've heard his ringtone go off over the past few months, it's the same one.
It'll never
and it's
change.
The same phone.
Yeah.
Same volume. I'm sure his phone can be turned to silent. He doesn't know how to do it, which makes it even funnier.
I mean, he's been showed maybe a million times.
Yeah.
It's done click.
So that was, you might ask yourself, oh, that was one time. That was funny. They probably stopped. No, we didn't. We probably should have kept it at one. I will raise my hand and call my foul that I did it the first time. So just moments later in the same segment, the same opening segment, TC thought it was hilarious, and he decides to have a little fun.
To bid on the fishing trip to Mexico. Okay.
Someone's
reach me.
Norm's a popular
guy. Okay, there we go.
Somebody take Norm's phone and put it on silent for him, will you?
We're going to... Okay, yeah.
Figure that out here. Here we go.
Let me take us this way. You're going to start with cowboy football.
I feel pretty bad about that as he's trying to set up auction items for, yes, charity.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to shoot his wheels off in the control room.
You're working with him that day.
Yeah.
You should be manning the phones, taking in bids and...
Look, it was a long time ago.
Raise more money for the homeless.
I was only like 30. I was very childish.
And his response is, instead of turning his phone off, he just assumes people know what the hell he does for a living.
Mm-hmm. This will stop ringing in about 30 seconds. Just give it some time. So that was in the opening segment. They go to break. They come back, and they're talking Cowboys football. And they're talking about the running back situation with the Cowboys.
Alfred Morris took over for Zeke in the role of lead back here. Mm-hmm.
I've got to turn that off.
Norm, shut your phone off!
I know. I'm going to turn over. Okay, here we are.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. So we go back to 1997 with Norm's phone. There we go.
There we go. Right,
now off.
Speaking of pace.
The gallery loved it.
Yeah. This is all within 10 minutes of each other. It's all going off on the air, and he's having to look at his phone, silence it, turn it off.
At some point, someone there should have been like, give me that thing. I'll figure it out for you.
No, it's too funny.
And as producer that
That's probably
day,
the right
I
call,
probably
yeah.
should have put a stop to it.
But you weren't out there with him. I'm saying someone on site.
Oh, yeah.
Just, if they were willing to look out for Norm.
Hand Tony his phone. Go put it in his car. Just keep it far away from me.
Or what did Hitchcock say?
Put it in the toilet. There's toilets for a reason. But, so we did it three times, and I said, okay, you know what?
You TC just laughing.
Let's take this to the next level. We called his phone, just a cold call. That's whatever. Funny a couple times. It gets old. So there was an app that Justin and I used to have a lot of fun with where you would put two phone numbers in it. It would have the two people call each other. So if I were to put in Ty Walker's phone number is number one, Blake Jones's number is number two, they both get phone calls at the exact same time.
Okay, pick a realistic one because Blake's not answering that.
And
yeah, I would answer Ty's phone call.
They would say, okay, who's calling? They both answer the phone at the same time.
Hello?
What? Hello? Hello? What? Hello? Well, what do you want?
Nothing, man. No, you called me.
Yeah, what's up? No, and it's hilarious, and it records the call.
It's so 2010.
I don't know how it does it. I don't know how they had the technology to do this.
Was probably really
technology
illegal
and stuff.
But I remember you and
we were
I
hearing private phone conversations just on the computer. But
you,
don't worry about
you
it.
And I would do podcast where we would be in a production room for hours, just getting everybody with it. We got everyone at the station
because it was free.
We got friends. We would get businesses to call each other. And
we had a couple of gentlemen's clubs call each other. That was great.
Fast food restaurants. It was, and you'd probably get about a 20-30% hit rate where they would actually pick up. But it was hilarious. We got Cray Tray and Killer a few times, and that was great. And we'd do that over and over.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Killer.
So I said, okay, how about we do this with Norm and Ducey during the show while they're on the air together?
Because at the very least, it'll show up on their phone, Norm's calling me or Ducey's calling me.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, what are
Why
you
are
doing?
You calling me right now? You're
oh,
messing
no,
with
you're calling me. So we pulled this off with Norm and Ducey.
Holy cow, Deuce, they have announced a gigantic, that's Ducey. That's
Norm, shut your phone off!
You called me. You accidentally called me there.
You called me.
No, I didn't.
No, I can't call you. That douche called me.
I didn't mean to.
I'm being pricked on the ear by my co-host. I mean, I
honest to God don't.
Oh, yeah.
My phone's just sitting here next to me.
Yeah, then you know less about technology than I do.
That's entirely possible.
What are you two guys doing? Two phones.
They may have. That's the scary part. Tony? Tony?
Tony? Oh, yeah.
Anyway, back to the Hamels and their amazing kindness.
Yeah, I did.
Ducey just thinks, what is Ducey thinking the whole time? He's, clearly, I'm not calling you.
No,
and they blame
Tony. Phone.
Like they think Tony is the remote engineer, so he can just like hack into their phones and make them call each other. Oh my gosh, fun times!
And you were never asked to produce Norm again. After
no,
that.
That was probably the last time.
Pretty sorry.
It's probably. I don't think Sean would do that now. I think
no.
He would just be a. He'd be nice to him.
We need to replay some of the other ones we did at some point. The ones we did way back when.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, we have a ton of them. The front desk and the control room. That was there's a lot of moving pieces that had to go on for that to work. I had to leave the control room and make sure it was only whatever producer was in there at the time. And it was, yeah, we got everybody.
Killer
Maybe
and
we
Trey
can do that.
Was the best.
Yes.
'Cause we did them like four times in a row and they like reset their brain every time and forgot.
Maybe we can revisit that later in the week.